The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about the Occupied Territories Bill. This is a piece of legislation, or rather a proposed piece of legislation, that would aim to ban trade between Ireland and Israel's illegal settlements on Palestinian land. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin was actually speaking on News Talk Breakfast this morning about the bill, saying that in its current format, it is unconstitutional and will need amending. Take a listen.
Yeah, I've already given that commitment and we're progressing it already because of the International Court of Justice's advisory opinion, which was published in July. This is a decision of the court, the International Court of Justice, which said that Israel, that there are obligations on member states, that Israel's occupation is illegal and there's obligations on member states not to do anything that would aid the occupation. The bill needs substantive amendment. I've discussed this with the author of the bill, Frances Black. Officials will be meeting with her advisors this week. We have to make it constitutionally compliant, obviously. As it's currently written, it's not constitutional. But these are matters that can be rectified. But also we have to strengthen it to make sure that it can withstand any potential legal challenge. And there have been legal challenges to other countries who have attempted to do this in different areas. So it's not simple. Attempts have been made to make it simple. But I think the ICJ opinion, which we were part of, by the way, and fought for in terms of legal submissions to the court, that enables us, I think, to create a pathway to draft legislation that would ban the imports of goods from Palestine into Ireland.
It was Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, the Fianna Fáil leader, speaking this morning on News Talk Breakfast to Shane Coleman. So, as he said, quite clearly, it needs amending, but a commitment nonetheless to introduce this piece of legislation. Dan O'Brien is the Chief Economist at the Institute of International European Affairs. He's with me now. Dan, am I right in thinking it would be your position that this would be a bad idea?
Yeah, and it's not really for economic reasons, Kieran. But let me put it like this. If you're walking down the street with your child and you turn a corner and you find 10 guys setting upon somebody, what's the right thing to do? Is the right thing to do to wade in and put your child at risk and get beaten up and not save the person involved? Or is the right thing to go back around the corner with your child as fast as possible and call the guards? Now, that's how I would put it. So there's not a perfect parallel with this situation, but I don't believe Ireland will make any bit of a difference doing this to people in Palestine who've had their land taken or risk having their land taken in the future. I don't believe, and we can go into why, but I don't believe we will have the slightest bit of difference on this conflict. Don't forget, we're a small country. We do very little trade with Israel. It's not going to make a big difference, and it's going to cost us. So the trade that we do, the Israelis are going to retaliate, as happens in trade relations often. If one country slaps trade restrictions on its partner country, the other country hits them back. So it costs Irish jobs. And the second thing the cost is, as Minister of State Neil Richmond said last week, and when we debated this on Virgin TV, that the European Commission would take a case against Ireland because Ireland doesn't have the right to set its own trade policy. That's a Brussels job. So I think it would have costs for us, and I don't think it would help the people it's designed to help.
John O'Brien is with us as well, Professor of European Politics at Maynooth University. John, good to talk to you too, as always. Do you think we should pursue the legislation and adopt it as Micheál Martin made a commitment to do today?
Well, I understand the arguments that Dan makes, but I disagree with him. Firstly, on the first argument he makes, it's basically an argument for doing nothing, for sitting on the fence, because the people that we might go around the corner to ask to intervene, virtually none of them have been prepared to intervene. My argument is also, it goes against Dan's on the European Union front, because there, I think, there is something that could be tested in court. And far from fearing that whatever legislation we might enact here, whether it's the Occupied Territories Bill or something else, is something we should fear, I think we should actually welcome it. Because the European Union has had a really important trade agreement with Israel called the Association Agreement since 2000. And that agreement crucially contains Article 2, which is a human rights clause. And it says that relations between the parties shall be based on respect for human rights and democratic principles. and that this constitutes an essential part of the agreement. Now, to date, this has not been tested in court, and in particular, it hasn't been tested since Israel engaged in this completely genocidal attack against the Palestinians after the 7th of October last year. So I think we should go ahead and enact the Occupied Territories Bill. I would go further and completely abrogate the EU-Israel trade agreement and then challenge the European Commission to bring Ireland to the European Court of Justice.
But,
and there is precedent for this, Kieran, internally within the European Union. For years and years, we heard that Hungary could not be brought to court for gross infringements of human rights and democratic principles. And in judgment after judgment by the court has relied on Article 2 of the Treaty on European Union. Now, this is a different article. It's internal to the EU. But the common denominator is human rights and respect for democracy. And I expect that if we get a challenge based around the association agreement in Article 2, that the court could well rule in our favour. And that would mean that suspension of the EU-Israel association agreement, which is what many international human rights groups have been calling for.
Short of that, John, were things not to progress that far, do you think that our Occupied Territories Bill on its own would have any impact on the ground? You heard kind of Dan's point that, you know, even if you think it's the best piece of legislation in the world, it won't make a blind bit of difference to a single Palestinian.
Far from it. You know, this may be a symbolic act, but unless we have states like Ireland that are prepared to do something like this, then nothing will be done. Today we saw Israel kill 93 people at least, including 6 members of one family, 5 members of another, 20 children. This is going on day after day after day, and some states have got to step up and take whatever action they can. So even if this is only symbolic, and even if we're a small, insignificant state, I think it really matters to the Palestinians, and I think we should do it.
Dan, do you think, from a symbolic point of view at least, it would matter to Palestinians?
Well, I can't speak for Palestinians. I can just say what, you know, knowing how international trade works, that, you know, if say, Israel imposed a trade sanctions on Galway, for example, what would any producer in Galway do? They just move the goods out somewhere else. You don't have a made in Galway stamp put on the goods. So we have no way of implementing this. We can't go into Israel and occupied territories and start inspecting where goods are made. So, you know, I think it's just countries need to be, small countries in particular, need to be careful about making these sort of grand symbolic gestures that don't help the people they're designed to help and actually damage their own people. So I do think, you know, you do need to weigh up the costs of this for Ireland. And, you know, no other European EU country is proposing to do this, to my knowledge. Now, do we have a monopoly on wisdom about this conflict and how it can be resolved and how Israel can be influenced over this? You know, I'm not sure we do. And I think in Ireland, we sometimes are at risk of overemphasizing how much influence we have on things in the world. And this may be one of those examples.
Dan, before I go back to John, in the kind of the analogy that you presented to us at the start of the conversation, who are the guards that we go around the corner to call?
Well, you know, you look at the international fora in this case, whether it's the UN, whether it's the EU, that, you know, one of the reasons it's not a perfect analogy is because in the international system, you don't have a guards. You don't have one entity that everyone, you know, agrees this is the people who enforce the law. So it's an imperfect analogy and parallel in many ways. But in my view, you know, what countries should do is try and raise the issue in international fora, without doing things that damage themselves. And I believe this would damage Ireland without helping the people it's designed to help. And that's the crucial part.
What about that point, John, that, you know, regardless of how it may or may not help individual Palestinians, that actually the blowback for Ireland would outweigh any possible benefit?
Again, I disagree very strongly with Dan on this. Israel is Ireland's 31st largest trade partner. It's completely insignificant. If you look at the European Union as a whole, it sends a very small proportion, less than 1% of its exports to Israel. In return, Israel sends 26% of its exports to the EU. So there's a huge asymmetric trade advantage there on the part of the European Union. The problem is a political one, because the European Union process is completely blocked by a number of member states who don't want to do anything. But I really disagree with the notion that part of the reason we shouldn't do anything is because we could harm ourselves. Israel is simply not that important to us in economic and trading terms, but that should be a bigger consideration than the humanitarian consideration when we debate this issue.
John O'Brien, Professor of European Politics at Maynooth University. Dan O'Brien, Chief Economist at the Institute of International and European Affairs. Thank you both very much for joining me here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.